Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Owned.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Hello, hello, everybody. Kelly Wagner, Edge Magazine, Being Curious Show. Lots going on in the studio today. Thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be a really good show because, well, you're about to find out. It's all good. Today we have Heidi, and it's Royal, right?
Correct.
And I spelled it wrong, but right. I actually said her name right, everybody. This is like a once in a lifetime, whatever. So we're going to give it a little whoop, 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 whoop. She is with Grove Glamping. So yeah, now you know why today's show is going to be a little interesting, because we're going to talk about glamping. We're going to talk about guiding and like adventures, and then coaching. Heidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
This will be fun.
Yeah.
We're doing different things with the studio, everybody. I normally have like clucks and prompts, and we're kind of going organic. So it's going to be, in honor of you,
we're going organic,
yeah. Right? Hey, Brett, anything you want to add before we jump in?
I'm excited, yeah, to hear more about this. Absolutely.
Brett,
you guys were talking a little off air about this.
We were.
Yeah.
Brett, do you camp?
I don't know. I'd be terrible at it. Probably why I should listen.
This is why Heidi gets to talk about camping. So Heidi owns Grove Glamping. How did you – okay, so tell us about – okay, I'm going to ask you what you're curious about, because, you know, you're going to have to be there. But I think that's – a lot's going to come out with that. Tell us a little bit about – okay, I just see this little girl that loves to be on adventures. I see this little girl that just – she wants to climb. I see you in trees. I see you in waters. I see you fishing. I see you – like all these little different things. You're just this little curious girl, and you are like – throw you in a mud puddle barefoot, yes, and just like stick you out and just let you go. So tell us about what brought you to like owning a glamping business. Right? Go for it.
Yes. There's probably many different angles I could go with what got me there. I grew up camping. I grew up spending a lot of time outside. My parents didn't have a TV in the house or only played a VHS. So we just spent a lot of time outside, and I always loved it, and I always loved the outdoors. So fast forward into adult years, I saw a picture of a glamping site on a magazine. I had two little kids, and we were at the doctor all the time, it feels like, when they're babies. And I sent my dad a picture. He's owned this land outside of Battle Lake, and it's some of the most magical woods ever. He really just bought it because he's a contractor, and he wanted a place to store all of his stuff. And there was a big pole barn there. So I sent him a picture and just said, Dad, you should do glamping sites out there. And he just never bit on that. So that idea sat in my mind for many, many, many years. And then fast forward to 2020, I think I just had more time at home and to think of things. And I decided to come back around and to say yes to that idea.
That's fantastic. So what did you do after high school? What was your post-high school adventure?
After high school, I did a program, a school out in Colorado. It was kind of unique. I went to like 12 countries. I did all kinds of adventures, Ironmans, eco challenges.
Have you done Burning Man?
I have not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just popped in. Okay.
Then I came back and just finished a regular degree. And I knew that I wanted something open. I graduated with public communications. I made up my own degree because I just knew I would do lots of different things, and I didn't want to be stuck into one thing. And so then I just went from there.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I also, it sounds like a pedigree, but I was a triple major at the University of Minnesota, but I really designed my own degree,
yes,
like,
uh-huh,
right? And it was really fun to be able to, within a Big Ten school, to have the freedom to design. And I got to go into all these different courses, all these different classes. So I get to go to the School of Journalism, and then I'd go over to General College to go take an anatomy class. And then I would go over to the art school to go take a this. And then, I mean, I got to jump on then Carlson School of Business to be able to go in and grab this class. So it was really, and I had to wrap everything up in like a 10-page paper and just why I took the classes, but it was amazing. Yes. If more kids could do that.
Yes, I agree. More of you should do that.
Right?
You really get to create something really unique that you really are interested in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It keeps that curiosity going and makes you enjoy school, and it saved me a ton of money.
Well, and then you're like, ooh, that class can knock off 3 general eds, and then that one can knock off that. And I was an electronic. I forget my degree is so like long and rambling that but it's electronic and mass and popular culture, electronic media, minoring in film studies, and then deaf culture. I was fluent in sign language in college,
awesome.
And I've taken feminist course, which I don't know. I took it with my boyfriend, now husband, and he just was like, I'm so embarrassed for you guys. right? I felt bad for him. I was like, and he got the A, I got the B in the class, which is fun. right?
Yeah.
And then I also got to take a gay men and homophobia class, which was brand new at the U of M. Like, this dates myself.
Yeah.
The professor actually had to go to the state legislator to get it approved or through the, I forget how it went to the high level because a lot of parents did not want this class to be offered. It was like a 5,000 level cultural study class. I hope the U of M still has it or some some version of it, right? And I remember on the first day, they were like, you're going to have to read 10 times more books than everybody else because I'm justifying this class. And I learned so much. Yeah. It was such a powerful class. So hats off to anyone that gets to build their own major because that's powerful and fantastic. Well, and it also helps you lean into glamping. Lean into the out of the box thinking.
Yes,
I went glamping and then whoop, back up,
follow.
Kelly. You never know when I'm in full flow. So you tell your dad, he buys the land, he wants the pole barn, he wants the space because he's a contractor and probably has every tool imaginable.
Yes.
And bobcats and, right?
Yeah.
So how do you go, okay, dad, go put that over there. I want to put up 4 tents and create these magical experiences for people.
Yeah. I mean, my parents are great sports with all of my ideas. So I have just always appreciated that.
Back to the build your own major.
Yes. And so I had come out of just a really long, hard season. And I think I felt like I was on my feet again in a different way. Mm. So for the first time, I had like a nest egg of money that I had not had before because I was just trying to find a place for the kids and I to settle. And so having that, and then I was dating my now husband, but we were dating at the time, and just talking to him about it. And he got really excited and really behind it. And just as soon as he started talking, he was like, oh, yeah, we could take the old shed.
I was waiting for the we.
Yes. We could take the old shed and we could turn it into a bathhouse and we could do. And I it just shifted everything inside of me to be like, if this is a we, you know, most of it's going to be on me. But even if I just know someone's going to help me, someone's going to help. I'm a verbal processor, so I need to bounce ideas off of people. I need other people's brains in. I need to hear everyone's ideas, and then I'll land on what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so that just was a huge shift. And then my parents were great sports of saying, I was like, okay, I've got the money now. Can I do it? Can I rent the land from you, and can I start this and do it? And they said yes, and it really wasn't just me. My dad turned this old shed into this beautiful bathhouse. So really, he helped just a ton as well, but was just willing to just jump in on the idea and to see, okay, will this work or not? You know, we really didn't know.
Look in the camera, and what do you want to say to your dad?
Oh, Dad, there's so many things I could say to you. But thank you for your steady support. I feel like you have just been a steady support my whole life, and I love that about you, Dad.
Yay! Okay, anything for the husband, the we?
Yeah, the we changes everything. Brian, my husband, you are so phenomenal at believing in people's dreams and getting them to do it, and I love that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you got to do a little for the kids.
Oh, the kids. They have been sports. They have worked and helped, and it's been fun for them to watch this dream come together. And I love what we're creating out there, kids, and I can't wait to see what we end up doing with it in the future.
Yes. Okay. So what is glamping? Like for the yes. for those, because I know people have the idea of it, but like, what is glamping?
Yeah. Glamping is glamorous camping. So you have got all the experience is ready and set up for you. So out at our glamping site, we have got four tents, and all four tents are filled with pretty much everything you'd find in a boutique hotel room. So you've got a queen size bed, there's a seating area. Oh,
I'm seeing bath towels, electricity, indoor seating, calm lighting, fan, right? Coffee maker,
like, fridge, right? Freezer. So all of that is kind of pushed into this really beautiful canvas tent. And it's just all ready for you. You get to walk in and you don't have to do anything. You just get to begin to camp and relax and enjoy yourself.
Okay, tell me about the bathhouse.
The bathhouse is, there's two bathrooms, two shower rooms, but we just tried to elevate it as much as we can to make it a really sweet, beautiful place for people to go. And so there's one shared bathhouse for the four tents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're 2.5 hours out of the Twin Cities?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's plug your website. What's your website?
The website is thegroveglamping.com.
How did you come up with The Grove? Is there a backstory with that, or is that just sound right?
No, there was someone who just gave me a word about my life and about it being a grove. And they didn't have a ton to say to it, but just it was like, this really is sticking out to me and I want you to look into that. And that was probably 4 years before I ever started it. So when I was thinking of a name, that kept coming back to me. And I was like, I love it. There's big trees everywhere. It's like The Grove Glamping. That feels right.
Oh, yeah. And well, it flows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you smile when you say it. You can tell your energy. Like, you're like,
I do like it. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it's a we.
Yes.
Like, that is.
Yeah.
That's really part of your story.
Yes.
Like, right?
Very much.
It's totally the we. Now, something that you also do, again, you show up. To me, you just show up with this little girl with overalls and your feet are dirty and you got your hair in pigtails and you like to go on adventures. Mm-hmm. So something that you also provide as a part of the experience of working with you is your guide. Yes. And everyone that knows the show, you know, when I say guide, it might be a little different. This is more on the earth plane. Yeah. But I get your magical and a lot of different things as well. So tell us about what called you to be a guide and where have you been? Because you've been like all over the world.
I don't even know. It's probably around 35 countries I've gone to.
Of course. Just 35 countries.
It has been a ton of fun. And so
Does Canada and Mexico count?
Those are on the 35.
Okay, sweet. Just checking.
So we could take those two off.
It's okay.
But yeah, I just have always loved, I think, bringing people on adventure. I noticed that in my early 20s, like the opportunity to bring people on adventure, because I know that there is something so powerful for people doing things outside of their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I have just watched it over and over again. So when I get to bring people on any of these adventures, I watch them say yes to things that they're uncomfortable with, step into new experiences. And there's just always growth and there's always so much joy behind it. And like the hardest parts of trips, like I can take people adventuring in the northern woods of Minnesota and like it can rain the whole time and that will be like the biggest story. Like the hardest parts become the biggest story and the biggest memory, even though maybe they hated it in the moment. Yeah. It's what sticks and what like changes them. And so I love bringing people anywhere I can.
My cousin, Crazy Tom, he will be on the show, everyone. Wait. He is in Jackson, Wyoming, and he does
beautiful there.
Yes. And he does in the winter, he's a snowboard instructor for the kids' ski school, and he attracts kids. I mean, he books out a year in advance because awesome. If you share 5 minutes with this guy, you know, you're like, I want to learn how to do anything from him, right? The joy that he brings in. But he also has a camp that my son came and helped, and they go in the Grand Tetons, and they like, he was trained by the Skinner brothers, who are well known in Wyoming and Colorado. Generations of our family have gone there. And he's trying to create that experience for kids these days. So, like, phone's gone.
Yes.
Like, just whack. So my son, who's 16, went out and helped this year. And it was – they're having a rainy, right, up in the mountains, up in the Grand Tetons.
Yeah.
And they were, like – above the clouds, and they had to come down for the start. And like hearing the story of them just being, you know, they were miserable for yes. the couple, to, like yeah. miserable, but they like survived. And like the light coming out of my son, and that he did this with my cousin yeah. was just like this frequency, this connection, mm-hmm. this life story that you know they're going to tell. And it probably will morph and grow even more so.
Yes, it will.
But what, how yeah. a beautiful way of getting people to say yes and to go in. And even in the moment, you're cold and you're wet and you're whatever. And then, but we're going to be able to look at it and we're going to be able to have this amazing story and feeling. And then this sense of accomplishment.
Yes.
That's the one thing I got from my son is he came back and he was like, I did it.
Yes.
And I got to do it with Cousin Tom.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. I could see you doing it. Cousin Tom just came in and I was like, okay, I need to bring, because I can see you in the divine feminine energy that you have to be able to create that and that safe space, whether someone needs a, I don't want to say a hug by a fire, but yeah. or to be pushed. And they're like, you know, you can go a little higher. You can do it. You can go a little deeper. You can try this. And you can just, you come with this safe space and just like, I got you.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, I think the confidence is one of the biggest things that people will leave knowing, like, I can do that. That thing I didn't think I could do, I can do. Like, that's priceless. Like, we all want to have that. And I just watching people over and over and over again, like, we can do so much more than we ever think of ourselves. Like,
oh my gosh.
It's unbelievable. So.
Oh, it totally is. Okay, then another part of your building your own adventure mm-hmm. and crafting your own a college degree, but it's not the college degree, it's this, is you're also a life coach.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. tell us a little bit more, because what a beautiful triad. You have this safe, sacred space, and you have it up in Battle Lake, but then also you take people on all these adventures throughout the world, and then you have your guiding, so you're physically guiding, but then you're also emotionally guiding as well.
Yeah. I think for me, guiding, for a while, I thought about going back to school to do counseling. I love helping people. I love being with people as they're trying to figure things out. And what I realized, though, was like, I love watching people move. It's probably why I love guiding. Like, I love the movement. And so comparing counseling to guiding or to coaching, I wanted to step more into the coaching role of really helping people in places where they feel stuck. And so I'm really excited. I'm newer to it. I'm building the business. I'm really excited. Like, I get such a joy out of meeting with clients and just like seeing these aha moments and seeing them believe in themselves and figure out something for the first time or find clarity that they've been missing for years. And so I am dreaming of many possibilities of combining all three of them and just having these experiences for people, because I think there's something really powerful when we tie a physical challenge to an emotional challenge.
Yep.
Because it's always like there's something we process differently when we're actually like physically moving our bodies or we're physically challenging ourselves to hike the mountain. Like, there's a whole different breakthrough we can have at the top of the mountain talking about like what that meant than if you're just sitting in a room with someone. And so my dream in the future is to really marry all three of those things together. And offer retreats at the glamping site and then offer specific guiding trips that are partnered with coaching as well. So I'm thrilled to get it going. And you guys get to hear me right here at the beginning.
You're doing it. You're declaring it.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
This weekend I had a private client, so I work with people. It's intuitive, but since I get to the luxury of speaking with souls that have crossed. Yes. It's kind of this combo when I work with people. And I have this beautiful soul that has been through a lot, and she is a rock climber. Like, she climbs. Like, and you just see her, and she climbs. She talks about climbing, and she just lights up like this. And we were talking to someone in her life that had passed, and he just commented how he loves watching her climb. And really be in her joy and her power. And when she makes that decision to push herself, and I think right now she's trying to climb something that no woman in Minnesota has accomplished. And she's like, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, if anyone can, it's you, my lady. Like, you've got this. So to feel someone, and I think even Tom says that, of just whether it's building a fire or whether it's fishing or whether, I mean, there's all these different modalities when you're out and you're in nature and you're connected.
Yeah.
And it's feeling the earth and it's feeling the wind. And it's feeling and it's tasting the water or the dryness or whatever. And you're very connected with that. Like, that's really big for you.
Yeah, very much.
And to be able to do those together, like, are just, it's just really powerful.
Yeah.
What, you just got back from Iceland. Yes. You did that this. Tell us about the Iceland adventure.
Oh, Iceland is one of the most magical places I've ever been. It is so, like, extreme. I think that's, like, the place of Iceland. It just has these extreme, like, landscapes that you go through. And I just guided a group of ladies in August. We went through Iceland and did 10 days there. And it is just a phenomenal trip. I originally took my daughter. I told my kids for their 10th birthday, they can pick anywhere in the world that they want to go.
For their 10th birthday.
Yeah. And I mean, this is me, like, as a solo parent with not a lot of money. But, like, I do have belief that, like, we can make these things happen. And so many of these things we want to do are just a little choice.
Yeah.
Like, and so she picked Iceland, and I was like, all right, we'll see.
We're going to Iceland.
Yeah, yeah. And it all, of course, fell into place. And so I took her on this trip and then was able to then turn it into a guiding trip and take some ladies on the trip. And you just, it's like there's all these tucked away places in Iceland that you get to. You drive 10 more minutes down the road and all of a sudden there's this huge magical waterfall that's like you would have missed. Like, it's so breathtaking. And it's really, really beautiful. And so I feel like I've got a really awesome route that I love to do and I'm going to keep doing.
Oh, yeah. Iceland's your jam.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally. What are some other favorite countries that you experienced and then you came back and you're like, oh, my gosh, that's going to be totally into the mix.
Yeah. Uganda is definitely one.
Now, what's with Uganda that just draws you to it?
It's the people. Uganda has, like, the warmest. I mean, I think a lot of Africa. Post-college, I backpacked through Africa. So I went from Southern Africa up to Uganda. And I just was able to experience so many countries. And Uganda's been one I've gone back to many times. And there is just such, like, a warmth and a welcoming there that I absolutely love. A lot of my guiding is partnered through an organization, and we do water projects and some different things there. So people are coming to have this experience. But so I get to bring people into the village, and I get to bring people out of just, like, the city or out of the safari and actually be with the people. And that is one of my favorite things about guiding and keeping it in smaller groups where you can have that opportunity to go and sit with locals and go and have tea and go and have conversation. And, yeah, and Uganda is just stunning and such a beautiful country.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've just never been called to go there, but now you're getting me curious.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the Grove Glamping. How would you get someone like me? Okay. Y'all, I don't camp. Like, right? I grew up with a lot of my dad always trying to get everyone to camp, and he was very into outdoors. I don't. How do you get someone like me to be like, come.
Come on out.
Come on out. I promise.
That's a great question.
That's going to be your website.
Yeah. This is how I get you glamping.
Yep.
I think glamping draws people that want to connect. So it's the ability to connect to nature, which we just don't get when we are sleeping in buildings. Like, there's just a whole different experience when we get to sleep in a tent and you get to, like, watch all the leaves, like, dance on the tent in the shadows, and, like, you hear the rain. And so there's there's that experience that I think is so sweet about glamping. Oops, sorry.
It's okay. It's just the table.
Just the table. And then it's all ready for you. So I feel like that part of like everything is there, everything is ready for you. Like my hope, I mean, we're just this little boutique place, but like I just want people to feel loved when they're there. Like, yeah. I think there's something really tangible to hosting people well, that they can tangibly feel that you're, I want to care for people while they're there. I want them to have this experience where they get to connect with each other. I like very purposely do not have internet out there. Like I don't want people connecting to work and connecting to other things. I want them to just sit by the fire and take an hour to cook breakfast and like take that time and talk with the people and be on an adventure. And it's also like, I feel like it's the one opportunity that I take to be a kid again. Like when I'm camping or when whenever I'm out there glamping, I am barefoot and I am floating down the river and like living in my swimsuit and I'm biking and I'm like going to town and getting ice cream. And it just, it feels like this step back into childhood, which is really, really sweet. And that's one of my favorite things.
So I was talking to my aunt as I was driving to the studio today and we were talking about love. Mm. And I said, it's going to come up in one of my shows today. I totally know. And you just, like, I'm giggling over here because like, you just teed it up without any sort of, like, we didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
And love is such a beautiful frequency.
Yeah.
And it's discovering ourselves. It's being in nature and it's being grounded, whatever that looks like. But you get to have a bed and you get to have some nice thread count sheets and you get to have coffee in the morning that you didn't have to go over the fire and you get grits and all that crazy right?
Yes.
But then you can go 10 feet away from the tent and you go get dirty if you want.
Yeah.
But if you want to get dirty, then you can go to the bathhouse and you can get all
nice,
nice and
hot
clean
shower
and take a nice hot shower. And then you can do it in bed and like, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of sounds like the best of both worlds.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see
You're
it
like,
that way.
Yeah.
That's what I see.
So are you getting me curious to actually like go
camping? I would love to have you come glamping.
Oh my gosh.
It's a sweet space. It's a sweet, we've had lots of people do retreats out there. So you can rent out the whole site, which can be this sweet place to just all come together and have moments in the morning or, you know, there's lots of different things that can happen out there, but it's a really sweet spot to be. And I think it's an important, like, very grounding thing that we should continue to do in our lives.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, that's just, ooh. I want to say what inspires you, but we really kind of really talked about that. I can just tell like how you are inspired. What's your invitation? Because like we have a couple minutes left and I just want you to be able to like, you have this camera, you have this stage. Please like just talk with people. Like you are a small bit. See, also what I really want to promote is, you know, the space 2.5 hours north of the Twin Cities based in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It is a woman-owned business. You are a small, and it doesn't matter, man or woman, like, right? I'm just like, right. But you're like living your dream.
Yeah.
And not only taking the experiences from the 35 countries that you've been to and the little girl that loves to be outside, but then also the person that wants to have a good night's sleep.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to like, I love my nice sheets. I love my cold bed. Like, right. And what do you want to say to anyone that might be making their 2024 plans for an adventure? And how do we get them to kind of nudge them to just come explore?
To step out and do something.
To do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it kind of goes into what I was saying earlier, but to step out and do something that you haven't done, like you will have benefits from that. Like, so I would love to invite you to come out, come glamping if you want to bring a whole group. There's 4 tents. It can host 16 people. And so you can create a space out there. You can create a retreat out there. You can create, some people go out there just for solo space. They just want to be alone and in nature and be quiet. But I would love to host you. And then if you want to do any adventure guiding, I'm open to multiple countries. I have a few countries that I've got already set, but then I'm open to the place that you want to go and the place that you've always wanted to see. And if something has been holding you back, or if just not knowing what to do has been holding you back, I would love to guide a group for you and to bring you to that place that you've always wanted to go. We sit on so many great ideas. We sit on so many passions. And one of my biggest passions is to help people to do it. And also, if you want to do one-on-one coaching with me, I am thrilled to do coaching. I'm thrilled to watch people get the momentum that they want in their life and to get out of places where they have been stuck. And my passion overall is just to inspire. Like, all of this is to create inspiration in people, and I would just love to do that.
Well yeah. done. Oh, my gosh. Like, bam, like on that. Okay, you guys, this is Heidi. She is with the Glove Glamping. Oh, my gosh. The Grove Glamping, and the website is thegroveglamping.com. This is Heidi on Instagram. It's The Grove Glamping. Facebook, The Grove Glamping. You'll find it out. Battle Lake, Minnesota, correct? And just check her out and be curious. And I think I'm even curious about possibly
that would be amazing.
Going glamping. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, guys.
Anything else you want to say before we depart?
No, it's just been a delight.
Yay! Okay, this is Kelly. This is the Being Curious Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to get your copy of Edge Magazine. It's out. Ho'oponopono is the edition. It's a fantastic one. Look at you. Thank you, lady. Mm-hmm. And stay curious. Mahalo.